Bad Bitch Bible.
Hey girls, gays and theys, welcome back to the Bad Bitch Bible. It is Kilakosh back at it again with more Kilakon. And in this episode, we are going to finally get into what the fuck happened at the Olivia Rodrigo concert. Or rather, what happened before, after, during, how come I ended up on the news. If you missed it, you should watch it. Check. No, but really, before we get into that, I do want to say, if you think I'm looking really cozy right now, I am wearing the new Forever 21 x Mean Girls collection. We just capped off a shoot yesterday with Forever 21 in collaboration with Good Gang for Mean Girls. And I was so excited about it because it's one of our biggest brand deals yet. So I'm so proud of it. They didn't actually sponsor this YouTube video, but I really love the clothes. So I decided I'd wear it today. I feel like it's so Regina George. And that's why I never do my hair up. Like for the podcast, I always have my hair down. But for today, because ayun nga, I felt like it would go best with the fit, I did my hair up, very Regina George-y. Okay, so what the fuck happened before that Olivia Rodrigo concert? Let's get into it. So I've been following Olivia Rodrigo pre-driver's license. You guys don't understand. I just feel like I don't post so much my stan side because every time I do, I get dragged. And I was so obsessed with her for so long that when she dropped driver's license, COVID, I lost my absolute shit. Okay. So much so that I was willing to fly out at some point to see her concert. But then I was like, this bitch is half Pinay or like one-fourth Pinay. Malamang pupunta siya sa Manila, right? Like, why would I fly out if technically Manila's her homeland, this is her motherland, and so she's got to make a trip out here. And so as much as I was thinking, okay, you know, I was in Japan this year, I went to Melbourne, I was in Australia, I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, what if I just time it around her concert? But then I was like, I'm sure she's gonna come here at some point, and I think that's gonna be a lot cheaper than still traveling out of the country. Cause I did my first out of the country concert experience earlier this year. I went to Coldplay in Bangkok because my mom is a huge fan of Coldplay. I loved Coldplay, but this was honestly more for my mom and as a family trip, family experience. And so she took care of the tickets. She let me know that buying VIP tickets in Bangkok was so much cheaper than buying VIP tickets in Manila. Like, you could buy a whole flight, seat sale, malamang, not like business class or anything like that. Seat sale, Cebu Pack, and VIP floor tickets for Coldplay were still cheaper than like Philippine Arena tickets, like when we added it up. So my mom was like, okay, might as well we make a family trip out of it. We should do a whole thing. And so we did. And I really enjoyed it for the fam experience. But personally, ang hassle ah. Like, to go to another country just to watch a concert. Like, I wouldn't do it again if I wasn't with my family. It just felt like so many steps versus being in Manila and just driving to the concert and then doing the thing. No matter how cheap tickets were elsewhere, nothing could beat the convenience of just watching it in my home country. And so, when I found out that Olivia Rodrigo was coming to Manila, which was expected, diba? Because she posted, like, Manila, watch out soon, or like something's coming soon, something like that. I was like, okay. I'm not gonna plan a trip abroad anymore. I'm sure she's gonna come, and let's make this shit happen. Leading up to the concert, I did everything, as everyone did. When they announced that the tickets would be for sale online, I already knew that this was gonna be a bloodbath. Parang prepared na ako in my mind na, oh my god, is this even gonna happen for me? Am I still gonna be delusional and think na I'm gonna win in the war against the entire Philippines and more? Parang in-anticipate ko na shit, malalato. I remember even talking to A, who's gonna come on the pod in a bit. My interns, my sister, and everyone was like, ilalabas ko yung phone ko, yung laptop ko, yung iPad ko. Parang everyone was opening 3 screens at a time, minimum. Which, by the way, I think that's why the website was so slow, because each person wasn't just trying to buy tickets with one device, 2 million on the website or whatever the fuck was, because every single person, we were using not just my phone, but my mom's phone and my mom's phone and her cousin's phone. And it's like everybody's fucking phone, like any screen available to mankind, known to mankind, we were using those screens. So anyway, leading up to it, obviously I tried online, didn't get it. Once I saw that in the queue for the Olivia Rodrigo tickets, I think my queue was like 100,000 something something. I just, you're 400,000, eh? Yeah. Oh my gosh. So everyone was at least, at the very least, like in my team, over 100,000. And so I gave up. I didn't even stay on the site more than 30 minutes because parang the longer that I stayed on the site, mas nasasad lang ako na, wow, I'm really never gonna get these tickets. It's really not gonna happen for me. And so I just got sadder and sadder. And so I got off the side. Day that they released it in the SM stores, I had a friend line up because she was really gonna line up naman, and I told her, okay, if you get tickets, I'll pay for it na lang, libre ko na lang. But even she wasn't able to get tickets. I wasn't able to line up myself personally because I was in Hong Kong, and then shortly after Hong Kong, I flew to Bali 3 days later. And so there really was no time or way for me to line up. But I did have a friend line up for me, and she was like, girl, it's not happening. Like, let's manage our expectations. It is not happening. By the way, I even told my interns from Good Gang during the online sale, I told all of them na, if any one of you are able to bag the online tickets for 1.5 each, lilibre ko lahat. I don't give a fuck. Lilibre ko talaga lahat as long as I get a ticket. I didn't even care where I was seated anymore as long as I got the ticket. As in, super duper 1000% level desperation. And when I didn't get the tickets online, and I didn't even get the tickets in real life, like with my friend lining up, that was my lowest low. Lowest low, hindi naman. I feel like my lowest low was when both all my dads cheated on my mom. But that's a topic for another day. This just felt like another low. Another low lang naman. And I just really felt like, oh my God, if I use my connections at this point, y'all are gonna be fucking mad too. But here's the honest truth. I work in events. Okay, my boyfriend has a warehouse space where we do a bunch of events. We do events together. I help plan and promote a couple other concerts. I've inquired with some artists trying to bring in some artists to Manila, so I know a bunch of artist rates. I was at SMOA Arena earlier this year because I was trying to plan something, which hopefully, fingers crossed, still pushes through. I've thrown over 200 parties, branded activations. I've been in PR. I've been in publishing. I used to get media passes. I shot the Charlie XCX concert when she was here. I did an interview with her. Like, if you guys don't know my career lore, I've been working since I was 15 around the publication. So publication, like media space. I was in magazines. I worked for Status, Preen. Doing all that obviously gave me some connections, right? Just working for publications and the people that I meet going out, networking, at events, as a content creator, that gave me a lot of connections. Now, working in events is a whole set of other connections that I am so privileged and grateful to have. But honestly, in the back of my mind, I was really thinking to myself, oh my fucking God, if I use my connections to get into this concert, and if I use my connections to, let's say, be part of the guest list or see who has free tickets or a pre-sale ticket, because that's the thing. I'm just going to be really honest about this right now, but like even the Justin Bieber concert, it was supposed to be 2 years ago, I remember, because I was supposed to go with my ex and it was supposed to be like our date together, the Justin Bieber concert. I didn't buy the Justin Bieber tickets like everybody else. I'm going to be super honest about that. My friend who had connections, she messaged me even before the tickets even dropped. And she was like, these are the rates for the Justin Bieber tickets. Let me know if you want any. And me and my ex, we bought 2 VIP tickets at the time. And I never thought I'd say this out loud, but I did do that before. Or the very first Justin Bieber concert when I was like 12, 13, the first time he went to Manila, those were free tickets because my dad's friend was friends, or he went to high school with Kenny, who was his bodyguard at the time. Like, OG believers know who Kenny is. And anyway, so I remember being asked back when I was like 12, 13, they asked me like, would you rather have a signed poster, like signed album from Justin, or go to his concert for free and get like VIP tickets, blah, blah, blah. And I got VIP tickets at the time because I was 12, 13 years old. Like, would you at that age try to have a harder time, save up money, pay for tickets? Like, no, like any sane or normal, I would say, 12-year-old kid would have died at the chance or even just at the thought of getting free Justin Bieber tickets. And I did that back then. And the next time that Justin Bieber came, because everyone knows I'm such a hardcore believer, my friends would message me and they did offer me tickets in advance even before it dropped. And I paid for it. But karma, or not really karma, but Justin actually really got sick and so he couldn't do the tour anymore, so I got refunded right away. So those things do happen. The thing about these concerts, and I guess what apparently I didn't know that a lot of people in the Philippines don't apparently know, is that there are complimentary tickets regardless. Any concert that's held, not just in the Philippines, but all around the world, me as a marketer or me as an events promoter, planner, whatever, we always dedicate, let's say, 5% of total tickets, or let's say a set number, like 500 tickets. All these 500 tickets, they are going to be used for promotion. So either free tickets for influencers, celebrities, media, publications, ABS-CBN, GMA News, whoever. Like, there's really a set number of tickets that we allocate, and it's not just from one section. We have some in Gen Ad, and then we have some in VIP, and then in lower box and upper box A, whatever the fuck. And it's spread out through all these areas to fill certain gaps, because the honest truth is, every fucking time that a concert is done or any event is done and people post sold out, it's never actually fully sold out, because we put aside certain areas for media specifically to fill. There are KPIs. So KPIs are key performance indicators for every single event, charity or not. Certain articles need to be written, whether you guys like it or not, or agree with it or not. That's the truth. Charity concert or not, articles need to be written because there are sponsors for every event. And when it comes to Olivia Rodrigo's concert, it was heavily sponsored by Amex. It's her one and only sponsor for the concert. And so articles need to be written, sponsors need to be taken care of. You give either a sponsor seat, sponsor area, or even sometimes private rooms in certain arenas or certain venues, they have like a box that you could buy out. There are so many ways that I like to take care of sponsors. And again, I'm just speaking from experience. I'm not saying that this is exactly what happened during the Olivia Rodrigo concert, but media passes, that's normal. Again, like Charlie XCX, I was a photographer. And so I remember being gifted one media pass to shoot her and be in the VIP area. But also I was gifted an additional 1 to 2 tickets. I don't even remember anymore, to bring like a friend or two, because when event planners, promoters, organizers, whatever, give to, let's say, the publication, they don't just give like for one person alone, or for the photographer, or for the writer alone. They always give 2 or 3 extras, even up to 4 sometimes extras, for their friends or fam to take care of them. Because again, you want to take care of your sponsors and the people who will write about you, your creatives, and all the people in media and in publishing that'll make sure that the concert is well talked about, even weeks, months after. So that's what we call the KPIs, the key performance indicators, that not just the organizer set, but the sponsor set, and like everyone involved in an event or a concert, you set that KPI as like a goal. Some of those goals can include, we need 10 celebrities to attend and each of them to post. That's a KPI. Another KPI, for example, and again, I'm not saying that this was the KPI set for the concert, but another KPI could be, oh, we need 500 million blah, 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 blah in media values. How are we going to reach that? How are we going to achieve that? And so then you put together a pool of media or creatives, influencers, celebrities that can help meet that number. So let's say a magazine A will generate X number of views or X number of impressions, and then a celebrity B will generate a number of likes and shares and comments, and then by her attending, it'll also generate more media publications to write about her. And there's so many things that go into it, and I feel like that's a whole other episode for another day, like how events work or how these KPIs are calculated or how people decide on these KPIs. And there's, again, just so much that goes into it that I feel like in the Philippines a lot of people aren't aware of. We'll get back into that in a second. So okay, knowing that I could have used my connections, I didn't, because in this day and age, every single motherfucking person in the world that uses their connections to go to an event, you always get canceled. And at this point, I've been canceled so many times. Pagod na ako, guys. Ayoko na. Tried online, tried in real life, through the line, through my friend, didn't work out. I wanted to travel, ended up not. And Manila was close to one of her last stops. She had a couple more stops after, but there was no way. I still had to go to Japan after. I'm going to Hong Kong in a few weeks. I think she stayed in Melbourne for a while, but that really wasn't an option for me. Ending, I was super desperate, okay? And leading up to this, that desperation to get tickets, I was set on finding a ticket one way or another, not through a connection, because again, I would get canceled for it. After the whole Blackpink Jisoo scandal, Jisoo Gate, which has now been fixed with Mika and we are all right, I've been a lot more careful about these kinds of situations, and I don't want to put myself in more drama. It's funny that I say that because I get in more drama all the time, but I was really just thinking to myself, okay, fuck it. Kahit wag na, okay? No more connections. Do it the proper way, quote unquote. And so then I go online and I search on Facebook Marketplace. I also searched on Carousel. I even posted on IG stories like looking for a ticket. And on IG, nobody was selling me a ticket. And I totally get why, kasi lahat tayo naghahanap. So malamang walang nag-reply sa story ko. Facebook, everyone seemed like a fucking scammer. Like, there were people there selling tickets even for like 50k per ticket, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, parang scam na to ah. Because the photo was also really blurry. I didn't want to trust any of those. I happened upon this one person on Carousel. I messaged this person on Carousel. His name was Randy. And it looked like he had a good track record because he had 5 stars. And I'm also a 5-star girl on Carousel. Like, I really take my Carousel review seriously. Even when I buy a fucking like Gorillapod that I bought the other day, a Joby Gorillapod for my vlog cam, I make sure I'm like, hi, can I please leave a review? And can you leave a review? Like, I'm super on it. I think I have like 76 5-star reviews already on Carousel. I don't know why I'm flexing that, but I feel like I take it very seriously. And so knowing that this guy had over 200 5-star reviews, I was like, okay, parang legit naman to. I think he could be a normal person just selling some tickets. I think everything's gonna be fine. And so I message him, we go back and forth, but I've never ever bought from a scalper before. I honestly would maybe even consider myself like a concert nepo baby, to be honest, because again, my parents, they were in the industry, and so we always got free tickets, like Chris Brown, Rihanna, that was free. The Miley Cyrus concert, that was free. What else did I get? Ooh, Pussycat Dolls, that was also free. I had a lot of free tickets growing up because of the industry my parents were in and the connections that they had. Again, I was so young when I was experiencing all of these privileges that I didn't even understand were privileges at the time, because these are just things that were given to me by my parents. But as I got older and I understood how people would be feeling a type of way when you use connections to get in versus other people who, you know, work really hard to spend their hard-earned money. They are proper fans, real stans, and they deserve to be there just as everyone else, blah, blah, blah. I super understood that. So growing up, you know, knowing that I used to always get either free tickets one way or another, or I was able to buy online or somehow, parang this was literally the first time I've ever in my life bought from a scalper. So kabang-kaba talaga ako. Like, I was shaking in my boots. I was messaging him back and forth like, oh, can I just pay you at the venue? Can we just meet up na lang? Parang ang dami kong ways na dinadaan na, oh, can we just meet up first before I pay for the tickets? Because I was so scared of paying for something and then not receiving it. I've already been scammed before for hotels in La Union. I feel like you guys saw that or might have not. Basically, I paid for a couple things on booking.com. Turns out the villa didn't exist. And so I've just been through a bunch of scammers already. At this point, I was ready to also accept that, oh, if I really don't find proper tickets and this guy is a scammer, voila, I really won't go. But knowing that he had over 200 5-star reviews, I was really thinking to myself, he's probably legit. He's gotta fucking be legit, right? Like, if he's not, ewan ko na lang talaga. In good faith, and again, I got so dragged for this whole in good faith quote. In good faith, I spent my hard-earned money, and I know that a lot of people will feel a type of way. I spent 23,000 as a down payment because I bought 2 tickets. 23,000 was one ticket, 23,000 was the other ticket. So 46,000, but I only paid 23,000 first as the down payment, thinking to myself, this is it. If this is a scam, kakarmahin na lang siya. And that's what I meant by the good faith. Like, I bought them in good faith thinking that he was a real seller. And he was. Leading up to that though, I was messaging A so many times like, hey A, do you think this is real? Pwede check mo nga kasi kinakabahan ako. I don't know. I really wanted everyone's approval first before buying it because I thought to myself, what if I'm missing something here? Papa check ko muna sa friends ko and everyone. But everyone said it was legit, and so that's why I paid. Now for the next part, after I paid the 50%, I have a very special guest, my accomplice in all of this. A will be joining me on the seat, my very first Good Gang Girl guest. My project manager will be joining me on the couch. Welcome, A. Is it recording?
Yes.
Okay, so before we get into... How do you feel, A?
Na nasa front.
Oo, front of the cam.
Hindi ako sanay. Like, always ako yung behind the scenes person.
So do you feel... Are you nervous?
Yes. Mas nakakabato kaysa sa TV.
Why? Mas nakakabato kaysa sa... Ano, precinct? Check. No, okay, wait. If you guys don't know what A does, maybe you'd like to share what you do with me and Good Gang.
So, hi, I'm A. I'm Good Gang's project manager. But I'm also like Kush assistant and
in life.
Accomplice.
In life talaga.
Yes. So, ako yung namamahala sa life.
Mamahala. Literally everything, guys. Like today, what did we do? We went to an Ayala. Yeah. We had a brand shoot.
So parang, yung mga little things na tingin yung hindi nagmamatter. Parang ako yung gumagawa ng free coach.
Nagmamatter ka sa akin eh. You matter to me. No, so like when Ayala today, she handled that shoot. So it's not just Good Gang, but she handles all of my branded projects, or let's say when I need a stylist, shoot production. So all of this, preparing the set, making sure that the shoot runs smoothly, the editing, bumping up, all of those things. She does the nitty gritty work that I feel like a lot of people don't see or value because they don't see it, eh? So they wouldn't know. But I value you, eh?
Grabe, thank you for the words of affirmation.
No, so I valued her so much. That's why I was like, eh, tara, lilibre kitang Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Kasi may message mo ko na parang, eh, tingin mo ba legit to? Legit to?
Yeah, yun pala muna.
And nagme-message talaga kami back and forth na parang, eh, check mo muna please kung legit. Tapos parang, I was scrolling through his reviews. 5-star talaga, parang, thank you, nakapanood kami ng,
this and that, yeah, whatever. Ang dami.
Ang dami, merong Coldplay, merong Olivia Rodrigo. So parang, okay, legit siya.
Oh, that's one thing. I thought he worked in events actually. Like, oh, what if ano talaga to? Like he's from like lights and sounds department. Yeah. Kung ano, kasi a lot of the people on the concert tour, they also get free tickets eh.
Yeah.
Yung mga kunwari, ikaw, project manager sa events namin, like Denise Julia, ano, di kita bibigyan ng guest list? Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang, of course. So, a part of me even thought, oh, he might actually just be on the tour or like working the tour. There's so many possibilities. Pero syempre, di ko siya kilala. So, I kept checking with you and asking. But what you didn't know is you would sign up for a night of craziness.
Yeah. Ang nangyari kasi noon, may shoot kami.
Oo.
May shoot kami until...
For Johnny Walker.
4:30.
Oo. I signed up for that work thinking that I wouldn't even go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert na tumanggap na ako ng project kasi inisip ko, may chance pa ba ako? Wala.
E di... Ang bilis namin nag-pack up. So, makiagad kami, Waze, ganyan. Sabi nung Waze, 2 hours. So, parang in-assume namin, okay, malilate yan si Olivia. Kasi sabi mo,
how many concerts I've been to are late?
Yeah.
That, but also, I think our ETA was like, if the concert started at 7, I think our ETA was like 6:55.
Yes.
And then it got later and later. No, we were checking even the songs, remember, on the way. And you were like, oh, what's the first song? Are we gonna miss the first song?
Kasi on the way, andun si Kale, yung sister ni Kush. So parang nagme-message kami na, oh, ano na nangyayari? Oh. Pero we were far pa, like around 3 kilometers out pa kami. Tapos hindi na moving.
It's like the longest 3 kilometers of my life.
Tapos ano yun, yun yung parang time na nag-try na kami mag-hitch ng ride. Habal, habal!
Yeah, A had her window down and you were yelling outside. You're like, habal.
Pwede po ang cast pa Philippine Arena. Ganon.
Because my sister, being that she was there, she was texting me pa na, oh gosh, yung G wala na sa guts. Yung U wala na sa guts. I was like, oh my God! Pero at that point, inisip ko na lang, you know, I'm so lucky that I was able to shoot today. I got work, naka-project pa tayo. Mm-hmm. And then, naka-concert pa ako later. Even if I miss 1 or 2 songs, I'm just happy to see her.
Yeah.
Parang naging grateful na lang ako. Mm-hmm. Parang, instead of me being pissed na, oh my God, fuck, I should have left earlier. Wala na akong magagawa eh. Parang tinatanggap, tinatake ko na lang yung life.
Naka-antabay pa ako sa Spotify list, yung playlist ng God. So parang, hala, na-miss natin yung All-American. Hala, feeling ko, ano na, feeling ko traitor na. Hala, mami-miss na natin. Ganon.
Yeah, and at that point, we were just laughing it off na lang kasi wala. Yeah. What are we gonna do, run? Magpa-5K run ako doon on the way in my outfit and all. Wala. Calm na lang kasi in my mind, I was already ready to not watch the concert. Tinatanggap ko na, oh, I might be scammed today. I might not get the tickets. And I think that was even a foreshadowing nga eh. Like the fact na may feeling akong ganun na, oh, baka hindi ako manunood. Thinking about it, like, ba't ako may feeling na ganun? Baka may foreshadowing na may mangyayari. And I even have those feelings, like, you know, when we travel to a place and I'm like, I feel like I left something. And then I don't know. And then when we get there, I'm like, oh.
Oh, gets.
So feeling ko, naka-feeling ako without me even knowing it. In the car,
scalper. Yeah, kasi in the car, kasi nga ang tagal namin, he kept on calling. Tapos nahihiya na si Kush na parang, hi, where are you? Ganun-ganun na siya. Tapos, one time, nag-call siya, sabi niya, eh, ikaw na yung mag-answer.
Oo, kasi sabi ko, yes. Yung hiya na ako, kuya, I'm sorry.
So ako yung sumagot. Hindi namin siya na-realize agad. yung voice niya dun sa call, it's like hingal na hingal.
Yeah, it's like he was running.
Parang sabi niya, hi, where are you? So ako, hi, sorry, we're pulling up.
Yeah.
So parang, okay, this is where I'm at. Ganon, alam niyo, parang nagpapanik na hingal. Ganon yung voice niya.
And I thought it was because maybe he was running around the venue, meeting other buyers. What if he was going around the Philippine Arena talaga? And then when we got there, by the way, we were lost at first kasi syempre ang laki ng arena, hindi naman ako taga doon. Like, hindi naman ako everyday na sa Philippine Arena. So when we got there, I remember texting him like walking, finding you.
Kasi ang una naming napuntahang part is malapit doon sa information sa may upper box.
Yeah. Eh, hindi naman tayo upper box for lower box. We bought the two tickets, 23K each for lower box.
Yes.
And so when we got there, syempre, ano kami, disoriented.
Yes. Parang, sasabihin mo ba yun na nakilala ka nung...
And again, connections, guys. Because my family's been in the industry even before I was born. The second we got there, by the information booth, you're like, Kosh. Yes. Ganon. And I was like, huh, fans check? Kala mo naman. No, but then she was like, kilala ko yung mommy mo.
Mm-mm.
By the Live Nation booth. Mm-mm. I think she was under the information desk there. And so I was like, okay, hi po, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, saan yung ticket mo? Assist na kita. And at that point, I was like, te, wala nga eh.
At that point, sabi niya, wala pa po sa akin yung ticket, pero...
I'm going to meet up with him.
Yes. Tapos sabi namin, saan po ba yung pinakita namin yung picture? Kung ano yung picture na sinendong...
Ni Randy. Mr. Randy. But the lady at the Live Nation booth who knew my mom, she was so nice to us. She was really like, oh, maaambunan kayo kasi started to rain. She was like, stay with us under the tent. Just show me the ticket. And we'll assist you. You don't even have to pass through all of the other things. And friend na nga lang yun ng mom ko ah. So what more people that A, work in events, I work in events now, or those with direct connections, grabe talaga the privilege that comes with it. Kasi syempre ah, if ikaw, diba, you saw like yung anak ng friend mo, syempre assist mo.
Oo.
So parang she was just being nice. It's not like a whole privilege connections.
Na parang,
huwag
ka nang pumunta pa sa lower box. A-assist ka na namin dito sa upper box, dito ka na lang dumaan. Parang ganun.
And she was super nice, but then wala din ang mapakitang ticket. Mm-hmm. So then, we started to call him. And then, when I called him, hindi na yung Mr. Randy sumagot.
Ganto yung itsura ni Gosh, guys. Kaya alam ko na may nangyari. Kasi, when... Nung tumawa, ganito na siya itsura niya, parang, hindi siya nagsasalita.
Kasi syempre, I was in front of din yung friend ng mom ko. So, ayaw kong mapahiya.
Kanyari, ito yung phone. Sabi niya,
oh!
Opo. Nagaganon siya. Eh, alam ko, si Randy is hindi Filipino, pero nag-oopo siya sa calls. Parang ako, fuck. Yun
we were panicking.
Parang, okay, ano yung nangyari? Kasi syempre, hindi siya naka-loudspeak eh. So, parang, sa call lang, tapos tinitignan ko lang siya. So parang...
Also, hindi ko kasi sinabi sa mama ko na pupunta akong concert today. So, and I didn't want the friend of my mom to tell my mom.
Yeah.
And my sister was there. Parang ang dami kong iniisip na, oh my God, and then my mom's gonna say, wow, pinapolis ka yung kapatid mo. Like, takot pa akong masermonan.
Mapagalitan.
Takot akong ma... Like, I didn't want my mom's friend to make sumbong, like what's happening. So parang, I was trying to keep it on the down. Like, opo. By the way, the reason that I knew that this guy wasn't from the Philippines was because, ayun nga, his reviews were from all around the world. And number two, when he asked me for the money, for the payment, it was through Wise, which is an international Gcash. Parang isipin yung Gcash, but around the world. Yeah. And I use Wise because I buy a lot of things online. And so, meron akong Wise. So when he asked me to pay through Wise, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, okay. He's normal. And his ID checked out. Everything was normal. But yeah, the police were not normal. And so I told you right away. I was like,
Sabi, hindi. Ang nangyari nun, pagkasabi niya sa akin, police. Ganun lang. One word lang. So, nag-gets ko na agad na parang, fuck. Kasi, syempre, kahit na habang nangyari sa...
pa.
Habang nangyari sa amin to, iniisip ko na, shit, anong song na? Yun yung naisip ko. Na parang,
shit. Because you can also hear it from outside, diba?
Yeah. Tapos parang ako, shock, si Niyate maririnig yung happier. Yung mga...
All American bitch, fuck.
Tapos, pinapapunta pa kami na, ma'am, punta na lang po kayo dito. Tapos parang other side pa yun.
Like, and we were both in heels.
Yeah, yung boots namin. Ang taas pa nung heels, guys. Tapos umaambon.
And I didn't want to get lost pa. I get so nervous around big areas like that I don't know. Parang feeling ko mas mapapalayo pa ako. Yes. And like, I don't wanna make things harder. And then I was telling the police pa, Kuya, pwede bang ikaw na lang pumunta dito? Like, I was really trying to coordinate with him because I didn't know if I'm just gonna get farther and farther, or what's gonna happen. And of course, knowing that my mom's friend was there, it felt like a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Na parang, sana yung police na lang yung pumunta mm-hmm. dito instead of me. Also, I was thinking in my head, what if it's a scam? What if this isn't the real police? And what if it's just another friend and then I'll have to pay him to get the tickets and then they're in on it? Like, ang dami ko nang, ang layo na nang inisip ko.
Gets.
Takot lang ako kasi syempre there are all those freak stories, yeah. nightmares, whatever. So I was thinking to myself, oh my God, afraid. I want to be here under the light. Like, I don't want to go far into the darkness.
Diba? Pero nagpunta pa rin tayo.
Oo.
Kasi at that point, parang wala kaming choice. Kasi yun yung sinabi, yeah. Ma'am, magpunta po kayo dito.
And he really introduced himself as like, yeah, ako yung
deputy.
Oo, something, something. And I was like, he wouldn't make the shit up, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I remember texting my boyfriend, my tickets are with the police right now. He's like, don't go, babe. Could be a trap. He's so like that, eh, because obviously, I'm sure you guys know why yeah. he would think that. But, and she was like, don't go, babe. It could be a trap. It could, like, he was yeah. really voting against it. But I was like, I really want to see the concert. So we went there, walked a few minutes. Ang layo yeah, din nun eh.
Malayo. Tapos, imagine, umaambon, tapos naka-heels kami. So, parang, ang tagal, parang naka, I think, nadaanan pa natin tatlong guard.
Oo.
Hello, saan po yung sa ganito? Saan po yung ganito? Hello, saan po yung ganito? Para lang, ma-make sure namin na nasa tamang direction kami.
By the time we got there, Randy wasn't there. It was yeah. just a bunch of different police, not even the one na sumagot, diba? Yeah. Yeah. And then, all the police were saying, hala,
ano? Na-miss, parang nagkasalisihan po kayo, kakaalis lang po nila. Yun yung sabi.
Yeah, and so by that time, we were like, holy shit, what do we even do?
Yeah.
Kung umalis na yung police na tumawag sa akin, umalis pa yung scalper, what now? We were then even trying to talk to the bouncer who was at that gate.
Yeah.
Because they felt bad, the police. They were like, oh, kawawa naman po to. Like, naglakad pa.
Tapos gumastos sila ng 46K. Tapos, kayo yung...
Oh yeah, I forgot to say, I paid it. On the way, when you're in yeah. the car. I paid the 23K remaining. When you're in the car na, because I was like...
We're late na eh.
We're late na. And I was scared that if we got there, tapos walang data. Because it's always like that when you go to yeah. a big concert. Walang data. What if hindi pumasok yung transaction? And so, I wanted to pay it while we had data pa.
Mm-hmm.
So, awang-awa yung police.
Yeah. Tapos, ang sabi pa nila no, na parang kinakausap ng isang police yung bouncer doon sa Olivia Rodrigo mismo na parang... Boss, paano po yun? Eh, yung ticket po kasi, nandun sa parang command post.
Mm-mm.
Na paano po kaya sila makakapasok? So, parang talagang nagba-back and forth sila, nag-uusap talaga sila kung paano kami mapapapasok. Kasi, awang-awa sila, tapos naririnig pa nila na nagsa-start na yung concert. Eh, parang kami, sabi namin na, Kuya, gusto lang po namin manood nung concert.
Kahit di ko na makuha yung pera because they were like, i-refund nyo yan. Parang pinupush tayo na to get our money back. I was like, I don't care anymore. I just want a seamless night. I don't want the stress. Ang dami na natin kasi pinagdaanan natin nag-work pa tayo and all that. So sinabi ko na, kahit makapasok lang, okay na ako. I don't want anything na. But the bouncer, being a bouncer, he was like, we can't let you in if wala kang tickets din.
So para ang nangyari nun, ang smart din ng police, sabi niya, Ma'am, what if kayo na lang magpunta dun sa command post? Tapos... I-coordinate nyo po. Yeah. Ay, command center. Tapos, coordinate nyo po. Tapos, makuha nyo yung ticket nyo. Tapos, parang kami, pwede po, padala na lang yung ticket dito. Later na lang po, makikipag-coordinate kami after nung concert para marami pa rin kami mapanood.
Yeah. We weren't thinking straight talaga. Yeah. Like, we were just like offering options.
Yeah.
At this point, by the way, there was another group there. Remember that other group?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then, they were the ones pala na binibentahan ni Randy. He was apparently trying to sell tickets to them for 10K each.
Yeah.
And it was a group that didn't buy it. Instead, I think they called the cops on him.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That group, I think they were really trying to buy from a scalper though. I'm so confused because why would they be still outside and also trying to buy?
Yeah.
That's the confusion in this whole story because if they were trying to buy from a scalper, why did they get mad that he was selling it for 10K?
Tapos sabi pa nung guy, I remember sabi niya parang, Olivia selling it for 1.5 tapos ibebenta niya sa akin ng 10,000. There's no way I would ganun
yeah, ganun. Yeah, uwi na lang ako.
So bakit ka nandito in the first place kung wala kang ticket?
Yeah, he was trying to buy from a scalper din
yeah.
naman. That's the part that kind of confuses me in all of this. Like, that group, they were trying to buy from a scalper, but then when they didn't like the price, they called him out.
Yeah.
But if they liked the price, they wouldn't have called him out.
And bibili nila yun.
Diba?
Yeah,
kasi
weird.
Why were they there? Why were they waiting outside the gate looking for tickets? Yun yung weird lang sa akin and all. Yun yung yeah. hindi nag-a-adapt. But anyway, andun sila. And then they were looking at us and we were kind of talking to them a little bit, like chit-chat mm-hmm. lang. And I was like, yeah, nagbayad na ako ng 46K for 2 tickets. And they were like, hello? Parang oh, oh. shock na shock sila. Kuya, fan talaga ako. Sorry ah. Pero, and I know a lot of people think it's controversial na kung fan ka talaga, hindi ka magsusupport ng scalpers. Those tickets were already purchased. If the scalper didn't sell those tickets, it would just be an empty seat.
Yeah.
So, I would rather take that seat. You guys don't like it when I use connections. You guys probably won't like it when I upload this and you guys find out that I never paid for tickets growing up because of my parents. You guys will be mad about that. So, saan talaga ako lulugar? So, I paid. But then, si kuya, he was super judging me in that moment.
Yeah.
He was really like,
na parang, oh, bakit 1.5 lang yun, mas kumita pa siya kay Olivia. So, parang, bakit sa amin kagalit? Bakit kami yung nakaka-receive nung hatred?
Oo, and you could tell they wanted to go to the concert also, right?
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't make sense to me why they were waiting outside the gate.
Yeah, nag-aantay talaga sila ng good opportunity. Feeling ko nag-aantay sila magbebenta ng 1.5 mismo.
Oo.
Kasi starting na eh.
Oo, yun eh. Because wala akong kilalang mag-aabang lang sa gate for no reason.
Oo naman.
Ano, unless they were what, trying to call the cops on them lang. Like, it's weird eh. So that group, I couldn't wrap my head around it. Pero wala akong pake sa kanila muna.
Tama.
I was like, tabi. I'm gonna go to the command center and fix it. We hop in the police car.
Knowing, nasabi ni Lux, huwag kayong sasakay ng police car. Tapos
siyempre, my boyfriend again.
Nagme-message pa pala siya
traumas.
Sa akin. Nagme-message pa siya sa akin. Kaso, wala niyang signal sa labas. So, hindi ko nare-receive.
Lux, because when I'm not replying, he'll message A.
Yeah. So, parang ako, hala, hindi ko talaga nakita. Tapos may mga missed call pa. Ganon.
And then, dead ma tayo
oo,
both.
Oo. Kasi, syempre, nakakaya naman na parang nakasakay ka na sa police car, nagpo-phone ka pa. Nakakaya. Syempre, makipag-small talk ka na dun sa mga police para hindi ka talagang hulihin or parang talagang medyo...
Okay. Okay oo. Yung feeling. Ayoko yung parang I'm rude. Like, I didn't want to be rude. Pero, diba, when we got in the police car, nakisiksik lang din tayo because there
yes.
were like three other people.
Yeah.
And there was food on the floor because yeah. I think they were gonna deliver the packed food to the command center. Mm-hmm. May water pa. And the police beside us, they were really chit-chatting us then.
Yeah,
they were like, ma'am, ano yung nangyari?
Tsaka, ma'am, saan pa po kayo galing? Parang, Makati po. Hala, Makati pa pala to. Ang layo ng pinanggalingan nila. Ganun.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, kuya. Honestly, I would rather be inside right now. Not in this car, but I'm gonna be really nice to you. Diba? Kasi parang, wala nang magagawa. Like, wala. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And so, on the way to the command center, which we didn't know how far it was.
Yeah.
Ang gago din na. We didn't ask. We
yeah.
were really just like, to command center.
Yeah.
Thinking back, we should have at least asked, san po yun? Diba? Or like, sang side po yun?
Pero ako, inisip ko nun, parang alam kong malapit. Kasi command center. So,
yeah.
parang, hindi ko in-expect na more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
Pero to be fair, hindi naman talaga, hindi siya 10 minutes. Parang 5 minutes.
Oo, 5 minute ride. Sobrang bilis. Parang isang Diet Pepsi lang. And so, we're in the car. I take like one or two videos lang. Parang sneaky videos. Because
yeah.
if anything goes wrong, I have proof. I was
yeah.
in the car. This would happen. And if I've learned anything from my boyfriend's situation, it's to take videos all the time and try to document what happened and proof, right? And so, as we're in the car, I didn't know that that other group, that group that we were talking about, si Judgers, they were following the car.
Yeah, grabe. Hindi ko ma-wrap yung head ko around it. Kasi parang, akala ko naikipag-chit-chat lang din sila na parang, ano yung nangyari sa inyo? Pero grabe pala yung judgment.
Because the
yeah.
night, that same night,
yeah.
a few hours after the concert, they posted a photo of you in the police
yeah.
car.
Yeah, tapos parang ako, shocks, guys. Like, tapos ang daming traction na nung photo.
Minuha sa Facebook.
Tapos parang ako, ang caption pa niya, super misleading. Ang sabi pa niya sa caption niya na parang, buta na huli yung mga scalper. Tapos parang ako, oh my gosh, hindi ako scalper.
So,
grabe.
Fake news niya.
Kung scalper ako, hindi sana hindi na ako nagtatrabahong ganito. Sana ang dami kong pera ngayon.
Uy, grabe, wag mo akong iwan eh.
Like scalper.
Scalper ka na lang. So, Steven mo, junajuna na tayo ng group na yun. Pinalo pa sa police car. Nag-take pa ng picture. Oh, pinost pa sa Facebook.
Pinake news pa.
Parang, grabe, grabe kuya.
Grabe naman.
Wala akong ginagawa sa'yo.
Kaya nga.
So, yun. By the time we got to the command center, I was taking a couple of videos again, which you guys have seen on TikTok. It was so many police, and then Randy was sitting there, yeah, sweating like buckets, yeah, like you, yeah, could see.
And he was like, hi, I'm really, really, parang hindi pa kami nakaupo sa seat namin. He was like, hi, I'm really sorry about this. I will refund your money. I will refund your money. Ganon agad siya.
We didn't say a single word yet. Yeah. And then as we were talking to him, I was like, you know, it's okay. Like, we'll just get the tickets and go. The police were the ones that urged us, like, no, kunin niyo yung pera niyo, yeah, kasi mali yung ginawa niya to sell for 23K. And I was like, I agreed on the price though. I'm honestly not really mad about that. And then the police were like, no, this is what you don't know, which we didn't know at the time until the police told us he was reselling our tickets, yeah, to that group. That group, judger group.
Yeah.
And so we wouldn't have known. And then I was like, ah, ganun. Ganun.
Okay, ibalik mo yung pera.
Yeah, because grabe ang rude naman. I get that I was late, but grandi naman. Why are you trying to resell our ticket?
Pero to be fair naman, yung ibang customer kasi ni Randy, na 1 p.m. nasa venue na.
Mm-mm.
So parang, ang tagal niya rin kaming inantay. To be fair, kaya feeling niya siguro, hindi na kami sisipot. And
oo,
hindi pa kasi namin na-send yung half.
Oh, oh.
Parang,
and I'm sure given the data there, even if I sent it in the car, he might not
reflect, yeah.
Yeah, or he wouldn't have got the notification. Mm-hmm. So I get his panic,
yeah,
as a business owner, yeah, as a small business owner. But at the same time, uy, Randy naman, padating na ako eh, yeah, like, as on near na. And so the police were really telling us, like, you know, he sold like 12 tickets today or something like that, yeah, like more than 10. And so kumita na siya over 200-300K. So pa-refund mo na because of the hassle that you guys are going through, this whole thing. Just get your money back. And I wasn't super willing at first kasi he was so, I don't know, like, I can't, like, awang-awa ako sa kanya.
Ako din. Ako din.
No, and I know that sounds so bad, be like, awang-awa. Oh, oh, pero
actually, hindi ah. Ang bad na naaawa kami sa kanya. Pero kasi, guys, kung kayo yung nandun sa situation,
he's Singaporean. He's
Singaporean siya. Tapos parang ang sabi pa ng mga police na parang, kung ikukulong namin to dito, maano na siya here? Ano yun? Mabubulok na siya sa,
oo,
sa, like, bilangguan, ganun. Kasi walang pwedeng makakuha sa kanya. Walang pwedeng mag-bail sa kanya. So, ganun yung mangyayari.
But at the same time, there's no ordinance din.
Yeah. So, hindi, walang, walang maisang pangkaso sa kanya.
It's like, it was kind of confusing because they were saying nga na, oh, if ikukulong siya, walang kukuha sa kanya. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they were doing that just to, like, scare,
yes,
him. And try to, you know, use that as a tactic to get our money back, yes, faster. Pero, syempre, the emotions were running high. Yeah. Like, oh my God, kawawa. And he was sweating balls. And I remember him even saying, like, do you guys want me to buy you pizza or something like,
yeah,
that? He's offering to buy us food.
Yeah, nag-offer siya pati sa, ano, sa
police.
Na parang, sorry, really sorry for the, ano, inconvenience, blah, blah, blah.
And he even said something like, I am so nervous right now, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
In that moment, I was super like, oh my God, sir, like, I feel for you. Sucks that you tried to resell our tickets, but wala eh. Like, this is, yeah, the situation. It is what it is.
And inadmit niya no, na parang, sorry, I got greedy, ganun, ganun.
Yeah. And it was such a crazy moment, I guess, because we didn't know what he looked like. We didn't know, yeah, where he was from. We knew that he was from another country, but when you heard him speak in that Singaporean accent, Chinese-ish,
yeah,
accent, adjacent, whatever, parang you're like, okay, kawawa to. Because imagine all of us speaking Tagalog. All of us!
Yeah!
Wow! All of us, including the cops, we're all speaking Tagalog and him not knowing what's going on. Yeah. I was putting myself in his shoes if we were, let's say, in another country.
Yeah. Tapos in a foreign country, sobrang scary nun, lalo na police. Eh, hindi naman niya alam na yung police dito hindi as strict as yung police sa Singapore.
Mm-mm.
Kasi doon talagang parang police...
Yeah,
eh,
ang higpit talaga. Yeah. So he couldn't understand what was going on. All of those things were adding up. I was feeling more bad for him and just, again, just wanting my tickets back. But the police, they were like, get your refund.
Yeah. And nung time na yon, naka-off yung phone niya. So parang, nung okay na, na-write down na yung tickets, yung name niya.
Parang,
and
it's
blah,
like
blah,
a blotter or what? Yeah. Parang a record, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like parang local record lang, mm-hmm, nila. So parang, nung time na yon, After nun, after everything, sabi niya, okay, isend mo na, open mo na yung phone mo, i-on mo na yan, tapos send mo na sa kanila yung money.
Yeah, and he did. Very quick.
Sabi pa ng mga police na parang, dagdagan mo, yeah, isend mo na lahat. Tapos parang, and kinusa niya naman, na parang sabi niya, I feel like I should send you guys more because of the damages and now you can't watch the concert because of me. I want to send you more. Tapos parang kami, we're like, no. Tapos parang sabi din ng mga police na parang, hayaan nyo ma'am, damages yan.
I super understand where everyone was coming from, but at this point, I was just tired.
Yeah, parang at that point, gusto na lang namin na shocks. Etong lahat na nangyayari, wala, equivalent na to 7 songs. Parang ganun siya sa mind ko. Na parang,
I know.
Kung binibilisan natin to, edi sana, mas marami kaming nakuhang songs.
Okay na. Parang ganun. But at the same time, I understand due process, whatever. But, grabe talaga. I've never been in that situation before. So, the stress level was here. Even if I know it's not that crazy for other people, syempre, if it's your first time going through this, you really don't know what to do or what to say, what to think. And so you act instinctively or what you think is best.
Yeah. Ang tingin ko din doon, kasi actually yung police, never nila kami parang hinorm or anything. Kasi parang ang pinoportray doon sa mga comments mo na parang, dapat, bakit sila hindi sila naparusahan? Parang ganun.
Us, tayo.
Yeah. Na bakit sila nakuha pa nilang free, ganun. Eh ba dapat may... Ano yan sa mga bumibili? Yeah. Pero guys, I think hindi pa ganun. Hindi pa siya ganun. Oo.
And also, wala talagang ordinance So you can't just randomly, like the police can't randomly be like, kayo din. Yeah. Like, out of nowhere, if there's no ordinance.
Tsaka kasi yung mga police, parang wala silang bad blood sa amin, guys. Hindi kagaya nung mga comments na parang, bumili sila sa scalper. Hindi sila ganun. Yung mga police was like, hala ma'am, sige kukunin natin yung pera nyo. Sige, a-assist namin kayo. Sige, hatid namin kayo ulit.
Pretty purple.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, but really, I felt in that way, mas na-hassle pa yung police din kasi they didn't know like what to do because they're going back and forth bouncer, command center, us. Like, nobody really knows the proper process here and we're just girls.
Yeah.
Di tayo yung organizer dito. Yeah. I wish, pero we did our best. And so, once the money was transferred back to me, I was like, okay, thank you so much. Yeah. Got in the police car again.
And then, binigay din sa atin yung tickets.
The tickets also. We were like, okay, yay! Secured!
Nung afternoon, sabi pa nila na, pwede po ba pahatid din sila ulit dun sa police car?
Oh, it was giving escort service. Yeah. It's giving, feeling ko si ano ko dun, the president.
Anak, this one.
And so we're on the way back, isang Diet Pepsi ulit pa uwi. Yeah. Back to the venue, we get inside and it was deja vu.
Yeah, and like half na ng deja vu.
Mm-mm.
Everyone was shouting na, hey, did that too? And they're like, okay.
I'm still happy. I was telling A at that point. I'm like, I'm still happy because point, we got a free concert. We didn't get jailed. There's nothing bad that happened to us. We got our money back. We still got to watch the concert. We got to do work today. So I got the project. Like, inisip ko na lang, I'm still grateful. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yun na lang talaga. And I could tell that the people below us in that section in lower box could tell who I was.
Yeah.
And the people right behind us. And so they were kind of giving me the side eye, like, why are you so late? Like, kind of giving me that vibe. Yeah. Na parang,
bakit ngayon lang sila dumating?
Yeah, parang ganon. Pero I just wanted to tell them, guys, hindi nyo alam yung pinagdaanan ko today to get here. I should just be happy. But you could tell they were giving me the side eye.
Yeah. Tapos after nung concert, di ba, parang yung mga crew namin was like, oh my gosh, nakaano ka?
Yeah.
Parang, oh my gosh, may ticket ka pala.
Oh, what I forgot to say kanina was that I posted an IG story asking my sister, right? Like, I posted an IG story of a text I had, iMessage text with my sister saying, Cal, do you want to go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert? And she goes, oh, I'm already going with my friends. And then I posted, like, looking for kasama.
Since my sister is too cool for me now.
Yes. But at that point, I didn't have tickets. Ina-assume ko na lang na I'm gonna find. And this was maybe a week before the concert or days before. Yeah. And so, a lot of people kind of assumed that I already had tickets. So that added to the confusion. They were like, oh, paano ka naka-tickets? Bigla, parang ganoon. Or like, how did you get your tickets? But in truth, when I posted that story, it was really just me, like, asking her, like, looking for kasama. And that's why second option ka eh.
Okay lang.
But because my sister couldn't come with me, and so that's why I'm actually more grateful that you went with me.
Kasi kung sikali yun, lalo kang masistress.
Oo, na parang, oh my God, yung 16-year-old kong kapatid.
Sasakay sa police car.
Fuck. Tang ina yung sermon ng nanay ko later.
At saka iiyak ka talaga na, no? Nasa, sa mga police. So parang, sir, yung kapatid ko po, minor lang.
So at the end of the day, I'm grateful I didn't get to go with my sister, but that's why a lot of people were hating me then, kasi they were confused how come I was only looking for kasama days before the concert.
Yeah.
That made it seem, or that made people think that, oh, maybe she just got tickets now, which wasn't the case.
Yeah. Guys, nakuha niya yung tickets like the day before the concert.
Uh-oh. And not even the ticket itself. Down payment lang yun.
Down payment lang yun.
And if I use my connections, how and why would I have ended up in the precinct, in the command center?
Yeah.
Diba? So parang ang confusing. Parang there's so many stories out there right now. Hindi talaga nila gets. Would I make that shit up for content? Because a lot of people were like, oh, grabe, lahat na lang for content.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Grabe. Guys, eto lahat. Sabihin ko, real to lahat. Dahil talagang tumawag pa ako sa boyfriend ko. Tumawag pa ako sa boyfriend ko. Oh my gosh, alam mo ba? Kamantik pa kami makulong. Ganon. Parang, alam ba, sumakay kami sa police car. Pati pagsakay namin, sinabi ko pa sa driver niya, na parang, pagsakay namin, oh my gosh, Kuya James, alam mo ba, kamontik kaming makulong. Ganon.
Hindi mo alam yung pinagdaanan ko today. And I texted my boyfriend, once you got the tickets, I sent him a photo of the tickets, and I was like, everything's okay now. He was like, great to know you're not in jail.
And mind you, hindi kasi niya kami mapupuntahan.
He was in Oman. He was like out of the country still, and he was on a work trip. So imagine his kaba, my boyfriend, being that he, as we all know, went through a situation. Yeah. His kaba, knowing that I was caught by the police, quote unquote, he was so nervous about what could have happened.
Yeah.
If it was a trap. And I was like, no. I
and
just
hindi kami makapag-update sa kanya.
Walang data. But all is well. We ended up watching Deja Vu and half of Deja Vu and 5 more songs.
Yeah.
Would you rate your concert experience a 10 out of 10?
Oh, yeah. This is like an 11 out of 10.
An 11 out of 10.
Ikikwento ko to sa hanggang mga grandkids ko.
Oh my God.
Ikikwento ko to sa everyone.
The concert was so good. Even if we just saw 5.5, grabe. Like, I'm more grateful to have this experience more than anything. Like, I'm just so happy that...
Yeah, grabe. Grabe tong experience na to.
I always joke with A na grabe, my life is so perfect as a content creator kasi ang daming nangyayari.
Yeah.
And then now that you're in my life, it's happening to you.
Lagi ko kasi siyang joke na parang, hala, ang daming mga controversy, ang daming issue. Tapos naririnig ko lang siya always, first hand sa kanya.
Yeah.
Tapos now, kasama na ako.
Accomplice ka na. After the concert, you know how it's always so crazy getting home from a concert or finding your car? Us, I guess, me especially, I don't really give a fuck. I know I'm going to find my car eventually. I have a driver, so grateful to have a driver.
Yeah.
I was walking around with you outside the venue, kind of looking for a spot lang na masundoan. And we couldn't find our driver for a while because he was stuck in traffic.
Diba? Yeah.
But we ran into these two little girls who I will never forget. I didn't even know who this girl was. So one of them is an influencer and one is like her friend, I guess. The influencer's friend was saying, paulit-ulit, bruh, what the fuck are we gonna do, bruh? Bruh. Remember that?
Yeah.
We were walking. She sounded like such a brat.
Pero I know the influencer.
Because her dad is a businessman.
And not a politician.
And not a politician. Oh my God. I know that even I come from privilege. I'm used to the all-girls Catholic school girlies.
Yeah.
I'm used to that. But to be bratty is another thing. I think the tone also of her like going around in front of you and me, like back and forth, like 3 or 4 times even.
Actually, kahit hindi mo siya kilala,
like
as an influencer and hindi mo siya kilala sa person, mapapalingon ka sa kanya na parang kunyari passerby ka lang, parang mapapaganon ka talaga.
Cause the way she was really like, bro, what the fuck are we gonna do, bro?
Yeah, and medyo loud siya, ha?
Oo, na parang I guess spatial awareness or parang pakisama kasi lahat tayo dun sa kanto, parang
lahat naghahanap ng ride, lahat nag may kausap.
Or everyone was just like, ah, sige po, okay lang po, sige, maghintay lang tayo dito. Or like, parang, wala lang. We're really just waiting because I'm sure they've already been to so many concerts before.
Yeah.
It's not their first concert ever.
For sure.
For sure talaga. And so for them to be paulit-ulit, like, bro, what the fuck? Like, As in, konti na lang, as an ate, like, it really felt like, wow. To me, if that was my little sister, wow. Pak! Kasi me and my sister, if my sister, 16 years old, acts like a brat, I call her out so quick. I know that I'm a little brat also, and I'm, you know, from privilege, blah, 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 but to be outwardly like that in public, parang may ik akong ganun eh.
Yeah. Nakaka-irita yun.
I was this close to being like, where's your businessman dad? It was so insane lang because nobody else was complaining and the silence outside the concert was so loud, diba? Kasi everyone's so tired from the concert, so, crew.
Parang everyone was like, crew. So tired. Parang, hello po, andito po ako sa may rotonda, andito ako sa may roundabout. And that's it. This is how everyone, parang, everyone's trying to find the signal and like, everyone's like, trying their best. And she was like, bro, what are we gonna do? Where is the driver? Blah, blah, blah.
It was giving like, what do you call that? Survivor. Yeah. Yung level of stress niya. Bitch, if you knew what I went through today.
Yeah.
Yun talaga yung
bro. Yun ang stressful.
Pero yung mga ganun na parang may driver ka naman eh.
Driver mo, na hindi lang kayo magkita.
Be, magpasalamat ka may driver ka.
Yun nga. Yung iba mag-commute pa pa-uwi.
Tapos, kung maka parang konti na lang she's gonna stomp her feet. It was like that vibe. And I really don't mean to be a hater or a judger, but first impressions last. Because I really feel like people show their true colors when they're not in front of the camera. And
that's
so
true.
I've met so many celebrities that, let's say, or influencers that didn't know I own an agency or that didn't know this and that about me. Or like, I've met people that didn't know I was a content creator. And so they were rude to me. And then after they knew I was a content creator, biglang ang babaet.
Yeah, ganun din yung na-feel ko na parang, hala, grabe naman tong batang to. Yun lang talaga.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Again, she could be a really nice person. Again,
pero kasi, she's like that din eh, on her videos.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't watch her content. I have a completely different FYP right now. My FYP is all sequin art. That's my new addiction kasi now eh. Yung sequin art. Every night before I sleep, I do 1 hour of sequin art.
So, mamaya magagana.
Edit, and then sequin art. So yeah, eh, thank you for joining me.
Thank
for
you so
your
much,
segment.
Bad Bitch Bible.
Next week ulit. Okay, so back to me. After the concert, we go home, we're really tired. I post one TikTok about the whole police scandal, scalper gate. Just a really quick, ano lang. I go to sleep, I wake up the next day with 200,000 views and it just keeps getting more and more. At this point, I'm getting more and more traction and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I need to do another update video. I just do all the updates on Instagram. I don't really do an in-depth one on TikTok, which I understand could lead to confusion and more stories, fake stories, people misinterpreting the situation, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, because of how grateful I was just to be able to even show up and still experience the concert and that nothing bad happened to me, I was still just so happy. And so I made a huge joke out of it. I posted my photos with the police. There's nothing I could do but laugh about it and say, wow, that was really a night. That was an experience. So Sunday, I posted a couple more TikToks. I also did one on content and how influencer media marketing works for events. Sunday night, GMA News emails me and I'm like, hold up, wait, pause. This is crazy. What is happening? Because I've never been on the news before and I have tried out for a bunch of shows before when I tried to do the artista route. When GMA News messaged, I was like, holy shit, this is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Not really understanding the gravity because again, I was so loopy. I came from HK and then Bali and then concert and then I got sick and then wow, ang daming nangyayari. And so, parang hindi ko din na-digest. And also, by that time, Sunday night, that GMA News messaged, I was already preparing for Dear Faces Brunch Boost with Good Gang on Monday morning. Good Gang hosted an intimate influencers-only party with Dear Face. Thank you so much, Miss Jonah. She was so lovely, by the way. And she's been wanting to work with Good Gang and she gave us the chance to and I was so happy to. So, syempre yung focus ko andon. Sunday night, naka-focus na ako sa event. Oh my God, we have an event in less than 12 hours. I really need to prepare for this. I was talking to my team. I wasn't really focusing or thinking about the Olivia Rodrigo situation anymore. And so while I was getting bashed everywhere, I was really thinking to myself, bitch, you better fucking focus right now because you can't let down one of the biggest clients of your life. I was so grateful that Miss Jonah gave me this opportunity. I didn't want to fuck it up. So when GMA News messaged, I was like, holy shit, oh my God. Talked to them and said, wait, I can't go to GMA tomorrow morning. I can't really coordinate with you throughout the day because I do have this really big event. The soonest that I can do an interview or accommodate one is 2 p.m. after the event. So Monday morning, we do the Dear Face brunch boost with Good Gang. It was really fun because Bea was there, Sashna was there. We did bingo on a Monday morning, had brunch, tried a bunch of the new collagen drinks. It was a whole fun little girls' morning. I thought it was really cute and chill. After we packed up, I had GMA News come to the event as we were egressing. Kasi wala eh. They were like, we really need to interview you today. And after you kasi, we still have to go to DTI. We came from Bulacan in the morning. So this is our only time slot. So I was like, shit, grabe naman tong pressure. I'm working right now. And they're like, it's okay. We'll just come to your work. And so I was still in full glam pa. So all these cameramen come, the interviewer comes, and he tells me straight to my face, kailangan Tagalog ha, kasi yung mga viewers natin Tagalog, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy shit, ito na yung 24-hour Tagalog challenge na prepare ni Jella. We've been joking about doing it for a while. And we were joking about kind of making content more around the Tagalog thing because if you guys don't know, I was so bad at Tagalog up until a few months ago when I really dedicated a lot of time with Miss Jella to get better at it. Even to my team, pinapush ko talagang mag-Tagalog pa ako. And I know that my Tagalog still isn't the best and I don't speak good straight Tagalog. Kahit yun, I said, pinupush ko talagang mag-Tagalog. That's technically not straight Tagalog because I said pinupush, but pwede na. And so, when the interviewer from GMA was like, kailangan Tagalog lahat ah, kinabahan talaga ako. And so, I turned around and I started speaking to myself like, noong isang araw, blah, 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 pumili ako ng ticket. As in, I was talking to myself, facing the other way, trying to prepare and I maybe had 2 to 3 minutes to prepare. And then he just cued me, asked me a bunch of questions. We recorded it. And it aired that same night at like 7:50 p.m. He sent me the link and was like, hey, you're on the news right now. And I was like, oh my God, this is the first time I'm on the news. And it's for a scalper. Who the fucking thought that I would ever be on the news? And for this reason, I thought it was really funny that of all the ways that I would end up on the news, it would be like this. And in full glam, I did my own makeup. It's a good thing Miss Jella was at the Brunch Boost because she did my hair for Brunch Boost. And she also part-times as an intern for Good Gang. If you guys don't know Miss Jella, she is my hairstylist. And yeah, she does a lot for me. So she was at the GMA interview and she got to touch me up. That's why my hair still looks so good. I just powdered my nose up a little bit, shot it. I didn't even get to put lippy. It was just lippy from earlier on that day. I was wearing, I think, Nudist from Fluff Matte Sunnies. Anyway, a lot of people were asking me after the interview, like, what was your makeup be? Do a get ready with me for this look. But it was actually just my usual look. I just added a little glitter under my eyes. But anyway, did the whole interview, went on TV. After this, GMA didn't just post it on TV. Post it? GMA didn't just air it on TV, but they also posted the snippet on TikTok. So, malamang, all the more I was bashed. I know that through all this, a lot of people have a lot of things to say, fake stories about it, assumptions, blah, blah, blah. But aside from the experience and the gratefulness that I have, the biggest thing that I'm proud of is that I spoke straight Tagalog on national TV. Like, that's the biggest thing for me. And I'm very proud of myself for that because my sophomore high school teacher would have been very proud of me today if she saw that. I know, Miss Ramiscal. She would have been very proud of me because I almost failed for Florante at Laura and Ibong Adarna in fourth year. Anyway, other stories. So to be able to do that was such a big moment for me. And so I guess when people post or people keep assuming like proud ka pa na bumili ka sa scalper, blah, 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 blah. I'm not necessarily proud that I bought from a scalper. I'm more proud that I spoke Tagalog straight, number one. And number two, a lot of people think that I'm proud about every single thing I post, when the honest truth is that I'm actually not that proud about every single thing I go through. I'm just very honest and transparent about a lot of the things I go through. Do you think proud ako na pinost yung dad ko and then 3 months later, everyone was sending me photos of him on Tinder? Do you think I was fucking proud when people were sending me photos of my dad holding hands with people in Tiendecitas? Like that didn't make me proud at all, but I posted it because I've always been very honest and transparent about my life. And I think that warms, I think it gives some people comfort to know that my life isn't perfect. Good or bad, I've taken you guys along through my whole journey. Do you think I was proud when me and my girlfriend of almost 7 years broke up? No, but I was going through such a tough time. And I think that me going through my breakup and being really honest about how I was feeling made people feel a little less lonely. I don't want people to ever think I'm the person with perfect skin, perfect body, blah, 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 baddie, baddie, clean girl, that girl all the time. Like, no, that's not real. That's not real life. I'm a human and I go through so much shit and I'm always going to be honest about what I go through. So no, I'm not necessarily proud that I bought from a scalper this one time. I'm proud that I went through this experience. I came out unscathed and I spoke to Galog on national television as best as I could. But to buy from a scalper, that's not exactly what I'm proud about. Now, two, a lot of people were saying that I was patronizing scalpers. Okay, let's settle down. Every single person that keeps saying that I patronize scalpers, it sounds to me like you just learned what patronize means and you're 13 years old and you ran with it. Okay, that's what it sounds like to me. Because I'm not patronizing them. I bought from them one time, got scammed, went on news to talk about it. I said on national television, wag na kayong bumili sa scalper. I bought from a scalper once and never again. That was my call to action. I didn't say like, oh, next time, bili pa kayo sa scalper, blah, blah. No, I was fully in agreement. I was fully agreeing with everyone when everyone told me never buy from a scalper again. I totally get that. And I was very clear about that. I think that, yes, patronizing is a synonym for, I guess, purchasing. But I think when you're a patron of a place, it's very different from when you're a one-time purchaser of a place. For example, am I a patron of Charlotte Tilbury? Yes. I have their entire collection. I love their setting mist and their blushes and their powders. And I will die on the Charlotte Tilbury hill. I can truly, honestly say I am a patron of Charlotte Tilbury. Am I a patron of e.l.f. Cosmetics? No, I have just their primer and that's it. I just have their primer. And so I feel the way that the word patronizing is used was oversimplified down to a point where people are like, oh, because you bought one time, you're patronizing. And that's it. But that isn't the truth. And that isn't the case. If you want to be like the English police about it, go be my guest. But I think it is common knowledge to know that buying once is completely different from patronizing. And that's why we always call, let's say, our most valued guests our patrons, right? But not the people that just bought one time. I think those are two completely separate ideas. Another thing that a lot of people were saying was, you aren't supporting charity. Either way, the 1.5 was paid and goes directly to charity. It's not like the 1.5K wasn't paid. It was just through Randy. But either way, that 1.5 was paid and it went directly to charity. I still donate to charity. I just don't post it. You know why? Because if I was to post that I donated 100K last year to charity, everyone would be like, wow, pinupost para magmalinis, blah, blah, blah. Wow, hindi dapat yan finiflex. You should just do good deeds and not post it, blah, blah, blah. And so I feel like, saan na ako lulugar, guys? If I posted that I was always donating to charities, people would drag me. Or people would say, you should donate more. It's not enough. Because I don't like to participate in performative activism. I would rather donate and do good deeds, quote unquote, in my own time and space in private and not out loud, because I just feel like the good deeds don't need to be posted. I just feel like, I don't know, that's me. I'm not shading anyone that posts that they donate and do this and do that. You do you. But for me, parang I get a weird feeling when I post those things. I don't know. It's just a me thing. And so again, either way, the 1.5K was donated to charity. And if you could add up every single thing I've ever donated to charity, you guys would actually be shook. Third is that a lot of people are spreading misinformation that I was kinulong or that I have a report or this and that against me. Guys, there was no ordinance. There was never an ordinance. There's only an ordinance in QC and in Pasay, but there's no ordinance in Bulacan. They even interviewed DTI and the Vice Mayor of Bulacan, and GMA asked the Vice Mayor of Bulacan, like, hey, what is your plan now that this happened? And the Vice Mayor of Bulacan said, but we plan to fix this. We plan on, I don't know, building an ordinance around this and trying to mitigate scalpers from scalping. But for people to go around and say like, oh my gosh, kukulong ko na sana, butik hindi ka kinulong, blah, blah, blah. There was never an ordinance. Scalpers have existed since the beginning of time. And the one time I ever bought from a scalper, I got into a tough situation. So never again. I've learned my lesson. And for everyone that thinks that I would ever do this again, I won't. And I said it on national TV. Another thing that a lot of people were saying was, the more that you support scalpers, the more scalpers there would be. But at the same time, it's like that with so many other things. Ganun din sa toys. Everyone's going crazy over labubus right now, which are sold for like 900-ish pesos. People are fully selling up until 2.5K. I feel like there's always going to be a hype item or like a hype trend that people will continue to resell regardless. Whether or not we buy from these people, they've already purchased the product. At the end of the day, those products were sold. And so either way, they're gonna need buyers. There are so many online stores. There's this celebrity-owned online store, actually, that a lot of you know. And she fully sources everything from Alibaba, AliExpress, which again, is super normal. Dropshipping is a thing. Reselling is a thing. A lot of local online stores still use Alibaba, AliExpress. Same with celebrity-owned stores. These are business models. And so for people to kind of blame me and put all of the scalper blame on me, this one little girl that just wanted to buy from a scalper one time to watch an Olivia Rodrigo concert, I deem is unfair. Because there's so many business models, I just feel that a lot of the common folk aren't fully aware of that happen, that exist, and how a lot of big corporations work. Again, not saying it's right, but to put the blame on me, I think is unfair. A lot of people in the Philippines apparently don't know that relabeling makeup is a thing. There's so many lip tint factories in Manila, and they all have the same formula, and you just buy the products and relabel. That's a huge thing in Manila. Same with Gluta soaps and Rejuve. That's the word I was looking for. The Rejuve sets. There's so many relabeling factories here too where you just buy the Rejuve set and then relabel it. Ang dami-dami. And again, it's just another form of reselling. Reselling? I don't want to speak on my whole situation back then because I feel that the more I speak on it, the more people will tear me apart because even if I say the truth, they'll rip that apart because they don't want to accept that. And at the end of the day, what I've learned from this is that no matter how much I speak the truth, people love to tell me that I'm lying about my own situation, about what literally happened to me, which is why I got tired of defending myself. At some point, a lot of people were asking for an apology for me buying from a scalper. And how come I didn't post an apology? How come I ended up on national TV pa? But this is literally me being honest about my truth. And again, I feel that you can be the prettiest peach in the world and still somebody out there doesn't fuck with peaches. They only eat apples. The whole Jen Barangan issue, eh? Have you heard about that? Like, she got canceled because she was videoing herself with a flash. If you guys went to that concert, 5 million other people were videoing themselves that same way. She wasn't the only person. I felt that they really bullied her, ganged up on her. I'm not friends with Jen, by the way, okay? Baka sabihin yun na, wow, kung makadefend kay Jen, blah, blah, blah. I'm not friends with her, but I'm just saying that there were so many people at that concert doing the exact same thing. Pero bakit kasalanan ni Jen, diba? Suddenly there's like, oh, proper concert etiquette, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. I understand how the people around her may have felt a certain way. But then at the same time, I think to myself, did anyone around her tap her and be like, oh, Jen, can you like, you know, not right now? Or like, can you like tone down the flash maybe? Because nababother kami. I wonder, did anyone actually approach her in that way? I just feel that cancel culture has gotten so out of hand and sometimes people get excited to see someone's downfall. I feel like sometimes people prey on people's downfall, especially influencers that rose pretty quickly. And I don't think that Jen was entirely at fault there. I understand how it can be annoying, diba, to have a flash in your face the entire time, but I'm sure she was just having a good time. And yet she was bullied to the gods for it. A couple other things I want to debrief. That whole Andrea Brillantes, Bea Boris issue. You guys know that Bea is my friend, right? I had her on the podcast the other day. I love Bea. She was such a hardworking girl. She was an internet good gang very early on. I think this was 2019. I've always had so much respect for how she hustles. I've had respect for her as a person because she lost both her parents. She got cheated on all in 1 year. And it takes a different level of balls to be a person that survives that. Let's say that, okay? Parang grabe talaga yung mga pinagdaanan ni Bea. So I do feel for her. I think she's such a young girl and yet the world tries to bring her down constantly. I'm not saying she's perfect. I think people are very quick to judge her for sure. But at the same time, she's so young. I will say that when it comes to the whole Blythe and Bea Boris issue, if they use their connections what's so wrong about it? If, again, as an event planner, event promoter, concert planner, organizer, blah, 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 we always set aside tickets for media. We always set aside those tickets anyway for valued guests. And I know what a lot of you guys are thinking is, well, may valued guests pa or like influencers media for a charity. Yes, because they had a sponsor. Regardless of it being a charity or not, they have OPEX, operational costs to cover. They have people to pay. They have sponsors to make happy. They have media values, KPIs to meet. I do a whole in-depth TikTok on this. I just think that, is it so wrong if they worked hard for the connections that they now have? If even me as a young girl, like 12 years old, I was being offered free Justin Bieber tickets. Was it my fault? At 12 years old, was I supposed to say no? The same way that these two girls... If, again, I'm not saying that they use their connections. If they did, they worked hard for their connections and they have it. Is it so wrong if they use it? If naka-allot na nga yung tickets for them, inofferan sila. Not them asking for tickets. Because again, concert planners, we offer our media, our valued guests, our influencers, celebrities tickets. Kahit nga prom, diba? If you have prom or school fair, diba? When you have school fairs, you ask sponsors sometimes. You're like, oh, can a corporation sponsor? Diba? Pag may school fair kayo and you ask for a sponsor, yung mga sponsors niyo, bibigyan niyo ng tickets for free to enter. Ganun talaga yun eh. And again, I'm not saying that this is it, this is how it should always be. But I'm just kind of explaining another POV that I feel like a lot of people don't realize. That's how marketing works. That's how influencer marketing works. And that's how KPIs for events are met. That said, I do have another story to share. Kyla D, that's her name, right? KKD? Kim D. Di ako aware, sorry. But Kim D, she showed up. Kim, Kyla, and Nika. There. So these three girls, I'm not kasi anymore in the UAP space. Matagal na kasi akong nag-graduate. 2018 pa. So di na ako updated. I didn't even invite them to Good Gang Thrift a few months back. But they showed up to Good Gang Thrift. I didn't know who they were. Again, I'm not trying to be like, wow, I'm so famous. No. Like truly, matanda lang ako. Like di na ako aware sa mga ganun. So when they showed up, dinumog sila sa thrift ah. Like they would walk around and people would just kind of follow them, try to take photos with them, and I didn't really know who they were. But syempre, once I saw them going around, we had people from our team assist them because we wanted them to have a good experience. I even said like the bouncers should probably like walk with them. Yeah, I wanted them to have a good thrift experience and hindi sila dumugin. I wanted them, as much as of course we taken care of, a part of me was like, they should also be treated like regular people. Hindi yung every 2 minutes, hype a picture. Hindi na sila makashop eh. Kasi every 2 minutes, somebody would kind of like approach them or kind of follow them and wait for a moment to ask for a photo. Same goes with like Nadine. She's done a couple of our GG thrift events. Do you think hindi yan dudumugin at our events? Even if it's, you know, a thrift event and it's not really a concert, ang daming tao pa rin doon. And so when Nadine would go to our thrift, my boyfriend would easily send over a bouncer and be like, bouncer, can you follow Nadine around para ma-control yung crowd? And again, you guys are very quick to compare, si Andrea Brillantes lang naman yan compared to Nadine. No, I think that Andrea is a big star in her own right. And every time I've seen her, dinudumog talaga siya ng photos. Yes, there are a lot of artists that quote-unquote didn't use their star power or their connections. But what a lot of you guys don't know is that even Gen Ad, even Upper Box, we have media passes there. It's just spread out. Some media passes, especially those that have kids, you don't want them to be in the VIP area because you have kids, you want them to be seated. So you'll put them maybe in Upper Box, in Gen Ad area. So just because they are seen in the Upper Box Gen Ad areas doesn't necessarily mean that they'd never use their influencer or connections or their privileges. No, there's always media passes din naman there. So what I'm just saying is that people are so quick to judge. If you do one thing, you're gonna get judged. If you do the other thing, you're gonna get judged. If an influencer bought from a scalper, they're gonna get judged. If they use their connections, they're gonna get judged. If they didn't even go to the venue with a bouncer and the venue organizer, concert promoter, whatever, we offered the bouncer, maja-judge din sila. Even if it's normal. Every time we do a warehouse event, like a thrift, we always have 6 bouncers. The reason we have so many bouncers is because Sometimes, we have very special guests or VIPs, kaya nga sila tinatawag na VIPs, that show up. And syempre, we want to make sure that they're comfortable, they're able to shop properly, they can party properly. Especially very early on in our Good Gang HQ era, we'd even have like Marco Gumabao, random big artista show up to our parties. And so, we want them to be taken care of. Again, at the end of the day, yes, we want everyone to be taken care of. But if you, a normal person, were in their shoes as an artista na you can't even buy one thing without 10 people asking you for a photo, nakaka-disrupt ng experience, which is why as a concert, event, promoter, whatever, we offer those privileges to those people so that they can enjoy. And I know that it may seem unfair and I know that it may seem kind of rude to other people or like, wow, but ganon, diba? Again, at the end of the day, I think we all want everybody to have a good experience. And if those VIPs, quote-unquote, aren't having a good experience because dinudumog sila and every 5 minutes somebody's asking for a photo, we give a bouncer as assistance so that they can also have a good time. And again, you can take it one way, misinterpret it, whatever, but that's kind of the thought process behind it. It is another POV that I hope you guys take into account or take with a grain of salt. Last I do want to say is that at the Olivia Rodrigo concert, I think 900 tickets were allowed just for Amex workers or Amex employees because Amex was, again, their one and only sponsor for the Olivia Rodrigo concert, which is why they dedicated 900 seats. Like any other sponsor agreement, you give out free tickets. Some of those Amex employees, I heard, were even reselling their tickets, right? Because some of those people working at Amex, hindi naman sila fan ni Olivia Rodrigo eh. They don't have kids, they don't have sisters or gays that are fans. And so they were even trying to resell their tickets. And some of those people, I heard, again, I don't know if this is super true, but I had a friend who was telling me that some people from Amex were selling their tickets for like 20K. And so then I think to myself, what's the difference between that person who was offered a free ticket as a sponsor that is reselling their ticket, right? What's the difference between them and a scalper at that point? I just wanted to explore those thoughts because at this point, sobrang feeling ko lahat na lang na gawin ko or gawin ng ibang influencers or this and that, mali. And so I posed a question on my TikTok, which was, okay, so if I have connections and I'm not supposed to use it and then I have the money to buy from a scalper and I'm not supposed to use it, is the end goal just me to not attend because I wasn't able to get tickets the same way that everyone else was supposedly? Because in my heart and soul, I truly feel that if other people were given the connections, the privileges, or the money to buy from a scalper, they would take it. They wouldn't say no. I feel that people need to get off their high horse and pretend that they're better than everyone else in the world and they're angels and they're perfect and like they're like this and like that, when that's not the case. I think that if they were given the opportunity and the privilege to have the same choices I had or even other people or even the sponsors, for example, let's say you're an Amex employee and you got free tickets because, again, sponsorship, would you not go because kailangan mong pumila and you have to buy tickets the regular way? Again, an open-ended question. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. But that's basically what happened. I feel like I can keep talking about the marketing side of this all in a whole other podcast. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!